to human 之间的关系。
And so in God's revelation, only can we see how man's relationship should be.
所以在神的启示里面，你看见你的尊贵，你应当怎么样处理你自己。
And we can only then see what we are, our value is, and how we are to deal with ourselves.
我也提到关于神是主，所以他把这个自主的这个本性放在人的里面。
God is Lord, but He gives also to us, the lordship.
连人可以反对神的这个权利，也是神给的。
Man even has the power to reject God.
每一个人如果没有照着真理的道路和原则来自主管理自己
，But if God, man does not use truth in order to control himself,
他的自我就达到一个自杀的地步
，And his own self, self lordship will become his self suicide.
当我把我的自由放在神的自主权下面的时候
，If it's self freedom is then put under God's freedom,
submit our freedom before the sovereignty of God.那我们就归到义同真理的里面。
And then we will go into righteousness and truth.
那今天我们要继续思想到人与神之间的关系怎么样复合的。
And then we want to talk about today how it is that we might relate to God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
And we turn now to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
我们读第一到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
也到第读第十四节还有第十八节。
And then verse 14 and verse 18.18
太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在，万物是借着他造的，反被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。第十四节一同读，道传了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。第十八节，从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。第十四节同第十八节我自己再读，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。第十八节请你读。
Verse 18, no one has ever seen God, the only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has made Him known.
你有黑板没有粉笔？还可以再拿一两条笔再画的。当神造人的时候，把人造在这个看得见同看不见的范围的交界里面。
When God created man, God left man in the condition of visibility and invisibility.
所以人在看得见的范围里面，他是最高超的被造物。
In what is visible, God, man is the most highest object.
但是在看不见的范围里面，人是比神更低的被造物。
But in the invisible sphere, then man is in the area below God.
所以人之所以为人，人的生命是比物更高，而比神更低的。
And so in man's relationship, man is greater than others.And animals and others, and but yet below God.
我们有看得见的一部分，就是这个物质的身体。
What is visible is our material, our matter, our body.
我们有看不见的部分，就是灵性的那个灵魂。
What we cannot see is our invisible part, our spirit, our soul.
Spiritual soul and the physical body is two parts of the human composition. 那么人被造在这样的一个中间呢，我们的生活本身就充满许多。困难和矛盾的。
And so because we are in these two spheres, therefore there are many problems and paradoxes.
我们需要这个平衡，以至于我们的生活能够调和。
We must have equilibrium so that our lives might be harmonious.
如果一个人呢，只有从物质的这方面领受需要，他的心灵没有领受需要，他一追求就一空虚了。
If we only satisfy these physical needs, and satisfy the body needs, then our inner part is empty.
相反的，如果一个人只有心灵上的满足，而肉体没有需要，他不能在人的社会里面好好做人。
If one only satisfies the spiritual aspect, but then not the outside physical aspect, then we are not living in a human society in an adequate way.
神把人造在这样的一个地步里面去。
And God has created us in this particular sphere.
人不是神。
And man is not God.
人也不是动物。
And man is not an animal.
一个人如果没有好好正当的处理自己，他可以沦落成为动物的形态。
If man doesn't deal with himself adequately, then he would drop down to the level of the animal.
一个人如果没有好好认识自己的地位，他也可以用野心，要盼望自己做神来处理自己。
If man doesn't recognize his own status and position, and he wants to exceed his realm, and then he wants to be like God.
今天的做到的人，他们整个人生的目标，没有按照基本的人的真理的认识，应当用什么来填满？
And so men are now, many times men now is in using inadequate ways, incorrect ways, trying to deal with this particular problem and not being able
to do it. 但那个意义同他追求的目的没有一个正确或者合适的这个联合，所以他们的追求的方向也就错了。
A man recognizes there is a meaning, but he cannot reconcile this with a goal, and so there is a problem there.
我们每一个人都有意义的观念在里面。
We all have a consciousness of the meaning.
如果没有意义的观念，我们就不会追求什么叫人生的意义。
If we don't have this consciousness of meaning, we will not pursue after the meaning of life.
那么这个意义到底存在不存在？
And indeed, does meaning really exist?
如果意义存在， 存在在里面的或者存在在外面。
If meaning exists, does it exist within or without?
如果意义不存在， 为什么我会追求意义？
If meaning doesn't exist, well, how come we are pursuing after the meaning?
如果意义存在的话，
If meaning does exist,
那么存在在外面，
If it exists outside,
为什么里面有意义的观念？
How is it that we have a consciousness of meaning?
如果意义存在在里面，
If meaning only exists inside,
为什么我还要再找意义呢？
How come I still want to pursue after meaning?
所以这是个很深奥的事情。
And this is a very deep thought.
人之所以为人，因为人比所有的动物更高超，人有意义的观念， Man 人有求全的理想。
Man is higher than animals. Man has this thought of consciousness of meaning and
to the 求全的理想, the ideal of pursuing the perfectness. 这个最全完全的理想.
To pursue after perfection.
这个是在人类心里面已经有的。
And this is what mankind already has.
所以神把这些东西放在人的里面。
And so man is, God has put this inside man.
为这个缘故，我们怎么样在世界工作，怎么样寻找生活，怎么样谋生，怎么样追求，这看得见的一部分，绝对不能满足我们。
And so when we seek in this world, we look after the things that we're seeking after and we're striving after and living this life, we cannot be satisfied.
有一天我在加拿大一个城市讲道。
One day I was speaking in a Canadian city.
我住在一个弟兄的家里面。
I was living in a brother's home.
那么他在桌子上有一本照相簿。
He had a photo album on his table.
照相簿的第一张就是他在台湾大学毕业戴那个四方帽的那个照片。
And the first picture was when he was graduating from college with a square hat.
所以他小的时候以这个为目的，他留学的时候以这个为开始。
And so when he was young, he looked at this as his goal, and when he went overseas for study, this was his beginning.
当我一翻开来的时候呢,
then when I turned it over,
这张照片的上面很严肃地写几句话,
and on this photo, there were very seriously written certain words.
你这个傻瓜,
you fool.
从那天开始去爬一个永远爬不完的梯,
and from this point onwards, you are climbing a ladder that is never reachable.
好几次想掉下来,
many times you wanted to fall, you had to fall.
爬到现在,
and still climbing,
不知道要怎么样爬了。
I don't know how to climb anymore.
这句话呢给我很深的这个启发。
This provoked me to thinking something really deep.
许多的人就是这样。
And many people are just like that.
这个世界从物质的这一方面能给我们什么满足吗？
This world, the physical, the material things, can it give us any satisfaction?
追求钱的人是不是在金钱的数目里面满足人？
And the people who are seeking after money, can this money satisfy them?
如果你里面有个无限大的观念，有限的钱财数目怎么增加也不能填满这个东西。
You have this infinite thought in your heart, how can it ever satisfy you?
如果你里面有个完全的概念，在外面的不全的世界，不可能给你真的满足。
If you have a complete concept within you, nothing from outside can ever fill this.
而最大的困难是因为我本身呢，虽然有求全之概念，而我本身是个不全之人。
The problem is that although we have a seeking after perfection within us, we have an imperfect body outside of us.
所以我们在这个不全、力全、全力不全的中间挣扎、困难、矛盾、冲突，这个挣扎过了几十年的生活，结果在不全之中就完全死了。
And because we are always in this struggle, therefore, of a perfection versus imperfection, there will be paradoxes, difficulties, and problems, and so finally there is destruction and death.
Ah, we perfectly died in the unclean. 那这个 imperfectly, 这个在没有完全里面的我们完全死了。那么上帝呢，把这个人造在这样的一个地步里面。
And so God has created man within this sphere.
人呢，不但你看得见的一部分。
The invisible part.
人还有个看不见的一部分.
And then there's an invisible part.
为这个缘故，这看不见的一部分，使我们可以突破看得见的一部分.
And in the invisible part, we are superseding therefore the visible part.
这个突破就是叫做信仰.
And this breaking through is our faith.
信就是一个突破.
Faith is a breaking through.
信使我们在暂时的世界享受了永远的福乐.
faith is the breaking through from this temporary sphere into the eternal
sphere.
And so faith is within the limited world to have the unlimited
possibilities.
That is, we are in the created sphere and we will relate now to the Creator. And with faith, then we can have this light and this eyes to see. This is not an escapism or an escape from reality.
It has
to give us the greatest strength so that we can So true Christianity is not escapism, it's not just trying to escape from reality. True Christianity is trying to manifest, the eternal values into a reality of this world.
不能起作用的那些大胆。
Many Christians are very weak and foolish, and they become weak and foolish in this world.
耶稣基督说你们是世界的光。
And Jesus says that you are the light of this world.
你们是世界的盐。
You are the salt of the world.
这个光从盐中主动性的发生作用。
And light and salt should have
active function.
And so it goes out, it is active, it's not passive. And so as man is seeking, as he's thinking about many, many problems, as we're thinking about matter, and so we like to think about how is it that there are many characteristics in matter. There are some similarities, and therefore there are some principles that we can think about. These principles can be summarized as
follows.
We investigate our chemistry. We investigate physics. Because in the natural sphere, there are natural kinds of principles. And so all these will be summarized as natural laws. We call them nature, we call them natural. Indeed, actually, these are really by God's design and provision. Although we just think them
natural.
We say, oh, it's very natural. Who told you that it's natural?
这里面的design是最伟大最伟大.
This design is so marvelous.
这个鸡蛋壳,
if you just look at these eggshells,
那个角度啊, 刚好是最能耐力的那个,
and this particular angle, the conformation of it is just the perfect conformation of to have the greatest strength.
那个蛋壳,
and the
shell
of the egg.
吸收阳光度就是现在solar那个这个研究太阳能的一个很奇妙的一个设计.
And this is a design for absorption of solar energy.
我们头脑最坚固的地方就是头脑最需要的地方，上帝安排了最好的骨壳来把它给包住.
In our brain, the best part of our brain, God has protected it with the best skull.
我想这些东西你把它从头到尾的思想，你就发现了没有一个世界比这个世界更好.
And if you just think about this, you'll realize that there's no other world that is as good as this world.
许多青年人说这个世界不好.
And a lot of people tell this world is no good.
这个世界不好.
And it's no good.
我要问他哪一个世界好啊?
And you ask him which world is good.
你跑了几个世界后来比来比去，这个比较不大好.
How many worlds have you compared and said that this world is not as good as the others?
你对你这个理论到一个最极端的地步的时候，你就自杀。
And at this, if you are use this kind of philosophy in the very extreme, then finally you have suicide.
这个世界不好。
They say, this world is no good.
我不要活在这个世界。
So I no longer want to live in this world.
那你就自杀了。
Then you have commit suicide. And so when you commit suicide, then you go to another world.
我告诉你，一个人会对这个世界说不好，证明他里面已经有好的观念，对不对？
A person who feels that this world is no good, indeed he already has a sense of goodness in his heart.
你说这个世界不善，里面你一定有善的观念，对不对？
If you feel that this good, this world is not righteous, then indeed you have a righteousness sense in within you.
否则你连这个衡量和批判这个世界的那个尺寸和标准都没有。
then how would you, otherwise how would you evaluate and discern this world without this particular measure?
但是呢，我要问的是，那个尺寸的那个标准是谁放在里面？
But who gave you that measure within you?
那些东西是不是进化所产生出来？
Is this concept from evolution?
那绝对不是进化产生出来。
And definitely it is not from evolution.
人是神特别的创造。
Because man is God's special creation.
A distinctive creation of God.所以上帝就把他的形象里面那些完全的概念放在人的里面。
And so in God's image, God has placed this sense of perfection within us.
感谢上帝。
And we thank the Lord.
我们继续要思想下去。
That we just continue to pursue this.
现在把粉笔拿给我，谢谢你。哦，很好很好，有红的有绿，好多种颜色的粉笔。我讲到哪里？
这个是原则。
哦，我讲到原则。万物有它的原则，这个叫自然律。
This is now the natural laws.
那么这些自然律你不能破坏它。
And these are natural laws, and you cannot destroy them.
你只能顺从它。
You can only be submissive.
当你顺从它的时候呢
？When you submit to them,
它就不服侍你了。
And it will be able to be subject.
当你好好顺从它的时候
，If you submit yourself to them,
你就可以利用它了。
Then you can use it.
对，研究自然的结果呢，就可以使用自然律。
If you investigate the natural laws, then you can use the natural principles.
这些自然律就做了人的奴仆了。
And so then these natural laws become our servants.
但是自然律不是神。
But these natural laws are not God.
有一些人否认神，所以他说自然力就是神，顺天者昌，逆天者亡，顺自然力就昌，逆自然力就死。顺天者昌。Okay, no more walking. 不要再走来走去。This is a meeting. 我
就去拿粉笔。
拿了，已经拿了，不要再拿了，不要再拿粉笔了。就顺天者昌，逆天者亡。If you obey to the heaven, 你的道路就顺利了。
And then your road will be smooth.
如果你反对这个天意
，if you are against the way of heaven，
那么你就要灭亡了。
And then you will be destroyed.
有一些人就把这个自然力代替天。
But some people they use the natural laws and they replace God.
我相信自然力是天意在安排中间放在里面的奥秘。
And the natural law indeed is actually God's law is placed here.
但是当人研究自己的时候呢？
But when man tries to investigate himself,
他就发现不但有自然力。
Not only does he find that there is a natural law,
还有行为的本性。
And then there's also the actions and life.
对呀，我们不能不相信第二条律。
And then there's another law.
那个条律就是叫做道德律。
And this is the law of morality.
我有我做人的原则。
I have my principles in my living.
你有你做人的原则。
You are have your laws of living.
我是个自主的人。
I have my own lordship.
你有一个自主的人。
You have your own lordship.
但是你的自主同自由的违背到一个地步的时候，法律就要来干涉你了。
But if you are against these laws, natural laws, then the law itself will come after you.
社会是个人产生出来的。
And society is out of each person.
两百年以前的法国一个大哲学家 Rousseau 就开始写了一本书，叫做 Social Contract。
And 200 years ago, Rousseau wrote this social contract.
他认为这个人应当建立起一个政府。
And he says a man should have established a government.
那么大家凭着共同的那个原则来处理社会的问题。
And so we should have a common principle in order to deal with the problems in society.
政府是为了服务人民的。
Government is in order to serve man.
虽然这个 Rousseau 是相当自然主义的人 ，naturalist.
Although Rousseau himself was a naturalist,
但是我们不能不承认，在人与人之间有些共同的原则，我们要遵守的。
But yet we must realize that there are also the common laws among people.
那就是叫做道德律。
And so these. The common laws of morality.
每一个社会的道德标准都不一样。
Every society has different laws of morality.
每一个国家的道德都受那个国家的传统、那个国家的文化同宗教的观念所影响。
Every country has its laws of morality that are influenced by tradition, by religion, and our social customs.
连美国的这个 state 同那个 state 道德标准也不一样。
And each state has a difference of our laws.
但我们内心的深处知道有一个那个绝对性的道德标准。
But within us, we know that there is an absolute morality standard.
我们尽可能把最好的道德标准把它表达出来就是。
The best is trying to establish the best morality standard.
但这个道德力也不等于是上帝。
But this law of morality is not God either.
自然力不等于是上帝。
The natural laws are not God.
道德力也不肯等于是上帝。
The laws of morality are not God.
因为我们在历史中间就看见有一些因果力在里面。
And then when we see in history, we see a cause and effect, a law of cause and effect.
The law of causality. 这个因果力的有一些某一些事情会产生什么样的结果。
And if you do something, then there'll be certain results.
那么这些东西给我们看见了，这个世界不是一个乱七八糟的世界。
And then we see that this world is not a disorganized world.
这个世界乃是有系统的世界。
This world is very systematized.
有原则的世界。
And very organized.
有秩序的一个世界。
With sequence and system.
有设计的一个世界。
It is well constructed.
相信这样的一个世界是神创造的，是远远比相信这个世界是自然产生的更加合理的事情。
It is more logical to know that God created this world, that this was a created world, rather than something which changed and evolved.
而那启示人的神也把这个伟大的道向人显明出来了。
And then the God who has revealed this to us is the one who has given it to us.
今天我们所读的诗篇第十九篇给我们看见。
In Psalm 19 we see
这个的天地诸天的述说上帝的荣耀。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
人生下来以后。
When man is born,
人长大以后
and man grows up,
他理性的功用一发展起来
and in his mind as he functions,
就开始思想了这一切是被造物之间的原则
he thinks about those things that are created and all those principles and laws.
思想这些原则的本身呢有没有思想的原则呢
and what is the principle of thought?
所以呢这一个在自然界中间的道理从这思想界中间的道理这期间有一个关联在里面
And the connection, therefore, between the physical areas of, that we have described and then the thought processes, the thought laws.
不但有这个思想的原则
And there are principles then in thought.
还有心理上的原则
And there are principles in psychology.
不但有心理上的原则
And in the principles in psychology.
还有心灵上的原则
There are also the principles in the spirit, the spiritual area.
这些东西全部归纳起来
And then as we synthesize them all together.
我们要问一个问题
Then we can ask you one question.
谁设计这些原则
Who has established all these principles? Who controls these principles?
是谁在这个创造？谁要审判？谁要处置这些原则？
Who is the one that creates? Who is the one that judges? Who is the one that accomplishes these principles?
你把许多许多的理把它归纳起来。
If you put all these laws and you synthesize and you summarize them together.
自然有自然的理，物质有物质的理，做人有做人的道理，把这个归纳起来，已经有超理之理。
You think about the physical areas and its laws, and you think about the laws of the mind, and then you put them together, and then you find that there's actually a supernatural kind of law too.
那么这些的理都是 branch， 这个都是支流的。真正的理就是那个独一的真理。
And the only truth is the true laws, the true thoughts.
这是第一。
And this is the first principle.
一切的一切都有它的法则。
And all these laws have their principles and all their regulations.
就是诸多的法则一定有法则之下的法则，作为基础的一个最重要的法则。
And then our principles within these are that we have to think about.
从这些法则，我们看到有一条路来这个支配一切的法则。
And then we see that there's a way in which this controls all of this.
那就是叫一条对的道路。
And this is the only way. That's the way.
在整个生命的过程中间，我们生生死死根据某一个绝对的生命而来的。
In man's life, as we have the life and death, and there are certain principles and of life that we need to talk about.
The capital truth.The capital way and the capital life, 那个独一的，那个源头 the origin of the truth, the origin of the way, the origin of the life, which dominate all truths, all principles, all ways, and all life. That is the truth, the way, and the life. Who is he? 那一位是谁？
Who is this person? Who is he?
这一位如果不存在的话
If this person doesn't exist,
这些东西怎么存在呢
How would these things exist?
这一位如果存在的话
If these exist,
我怎么知道怎么认识这一位的存在呢
How do I know who he is and who the existence of him is?
我们看见上帝创造人的时候
When God created man,
就把这个追求永恒的真理、永恒的道、从永恒的生命的那一个动机放在人的里面
God has placed within us a pursuit of the way, the truth, and the life.
但是人已经不可能真的寻找他了
Man cannot really find us.
因为罪已经把我们那个追求的本性弄模糊了，所以我们看不清楚了。
Because sin has already clouded this, and therefore we cannot see it very clearly.
这样，我们的理性、我们的情感、我们的意志都已经受了玷污了。
Because our thoughts, our emotions, and our body, we already have this contamination.
这个在神学里面的名字叫 total depravity.
And so there's total depravity.
Total depravity 并不是表示我们完全没有用了。
It's not that we are useless.
表示呢 the pollution. Had gone into all parts of human life.
That is pollution that comes to all parts of our life.
我们的思想已经 polluted.
And so our thought is polluted.
我们的感情已经受玷污了。
And so our thoughts already are polluted.
我们的意志已经受玷污了。
Our thoughts and minds are polluted.
虽然需要救赎。
And so man needs to be saved.
否则的我们的一样的真理可以看得清楚的。
And so we know if we can see, otherwise we can see no truth.
有一次一个君王呢，他有一只千里马。
And there was once a king who had a horse to run thousands of miles.
皇帝特别喜欢他。
And this king particularly enjoyed this horse.
他跑得很快。
This horse could run very fast.
所以呢，皇帝对那个看这个马的说，如果他死你也死。
So the king said to the one who was looking after the horse, if he dies, you die too.
如果他不死，我就特别奖赏你。
If he doesn't die, then I'll particularly reward you.
他死你也死。
If he dies, you die.
我不可能爱你过于爱他。
I can't love you more than I love him.
因为这匹马很难找到，像你这种人找的很多的。
Because this kind of horse is very difficult to find, but you're kind of you, a person like you, I can find a lot.
有一天那个地方一个大饥荒来到了。
And that time there was a great famine in this place.
哇，这个好马有怪癖的。
And this good horse, he had peculiarities.
好人也有怪脾气的。
And even good people have peculiarities.
那么这个人，这匹马呢，他那一天看见所有的草都是黄的，所以他就不要吃。
And so that day, this horse, he saw that all the grass was yellow, and so he didn't want to eat it.
虽然不讲话，但是立场坚定，只吃青草，不吃黄草。
He had very high principles, and he only ate the green grass and not yellow grass.
那怎么办呢？
And so what could
he do? 越来越瘦，越来越瘦。
And so this horse became thinner and thinner.
皇帝把这个马夫把他抓来了。
And so this king, he brought this person who was looking after the horse.
他越来越瘦了，你还这么胖。
He said, how come he's getting thinner and you're getting fatter?
你要怎么样处理这个事情？
How do you solve this problem?
如果这匹马再不吃草，一死了，你就要砍头。
And if this horse dies, then you will get your head amputated.
这个人吓得半死。
And so this person was very scared.
绞尽脑汁要想一个办法。
He thought and thought and tried to think of something.
结果他想了一个办法。
Then he thought of something.
这一匹马就一直吃草。
And so this horse began to eat grass.
黄草，这个各色的草，什么草他都吃。
All kinds of grass, even yellow grass, he ate.
你知道他用什么办法？
What kind of method?
我不先问你，我问他。他用什么办法？
放个甜的东西。
他放甜的东西给他吃。这马的眼睛很敏感，甜不甜，只要你怎么知道马爱吃甜？他没有养过马，我知道他没有养过马。你知道他用什么办法呢？
What kind of method did he use?
他给这一匹马戴一个眼镜。
He put glasses on the horse.
蓝色的眼镜。
Blue glass.
所以这马看草都是黄的。
So he looked around and he saw that all the grass was green.
黄草就变成绿色的草了。
And so green grass, yellow grass became green.
所以他一直吃，一直吃，一直吃。
He ate and ate.
我告诉你，今天人的理性 the reason and the reasoning power of man has been polluted by sin. So we cannot see all the truth in the true way. 我们不可能看真理以那绝对真实的眼光来看真理，因为我们的理性已经 polluted. 你明白吗？他明白了。我昨天提到理性没有办法使我们想到神呢。
If we're using our logic, we cannot think about God.
我们不要崇拜我们的理性，把它当作上帝。
We shouldn't worship our reason and think of it as God.
等亚当夏娃犯罪以后呢
？When Adam and Eve committed sin,
这个罪性已经玷污了人的每一部分。
The sin nature has already contaminated all of man.
So men are totally depraved.
And so man is totally depraved.
Total depravity. It means even your reason power has been polluted by sin. So we can never.With our own initiative to see clearly, absolutely clearly about the truth, which the true way. There's no way. 为这缘故呢，我们的理性也需要救赎。
And so with this, our mind, our reason also needs to be saved.
为这缘故呢，人在内心的深处对这方面的探讨。
So in our inner hearts, as we look up,
就不可能找到真正的答案。
We cannot find the true answer.
那我们现在我在这里画一个世界的地图。
If I draw now the world's atlas,
要给你看见人怎么样对这个那一个神同他的道之间的那个探讨。
And so how will we are to see God?
我刚才提到这个一切真理的源头就是真理，一切的生命的源头，一切道路的源头就是那道路真理真理。
And so the origin of the way, the truth, and the life.
那么这个道路真理生命。
This way, the truth, and the life.
源头
And this synthesis is called the way.
这个道就是道路
The way is the way.
这个道就是生命
The way is the life.
这个道就是真理
The way is the truth.
人在科学里面寻找自然的真理
And man is seeking for the truth in the physical nature.
人在伦理里面寻找这个行为的法则
And man is trying to seek, if we're using philosophy or a man's ways. And man is seeking through religion the true meaning. No matter if it's study of ethics,
无论是这个科学,
or science,
无论是宗教,
or religion,
无论是哲学,
or philosophy,
无论心理学,
or psychology,
无论病理学,
or pathology,
都要寻找那统管一切的那个道的本身,
and trying to seek for the common phenomena of the way.
那耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这一节我们等一下要提到,
we're going to talk about it later.
那么全世界的人都有对道的寻求的这个观念,
and all people of the world have this seeking after the way.
我这里去画一个很简单的地图,
this is a simple map.
这个是中国,
this is China.
这个是朝鲜,
this is Korea.
这个是苏联,
Russia.
这个是西伯利亚,
Siberia.
这个是Scandinavia,
Scandinavia.
这个是法国,
France.
这个是西班牙,
Spain.
这个是意大利,
Italy.
这个是希腊,
Greece.
这个是地中海,
Mediterranean.
这个是非洲,
Africa.
这个是阿拉伯,
Arabia.
那神经病的 Khomeini 在这里, 这个是印度,
India.
那么这个是越南,
and this is Vietnam.
这个是缅甸,
这个是Burma, Malaya.
这个是印尼,
Indonesia.
这个是Borneo,
Borneo.
Philippines.
Philippines.
Bali Island. 这个是这个New Guinea, 这个Rockefeller的孩子到这里去死掉，可能给土人吃掉了。真的是，一个人可以生在百万富翁之家，可以死在土人的肚子里面。
A man who is born in a wealthy, wealthiest family died in the stomach of a cannibal.
这个是澳洲。
This is Australia.
这个 New Zealand.
New Zealand.
这个是日本。
Japan.
这个是台湾。
Taiwan.
这个是香港。
Hong Kong.
海南岛，Hainan， 这个是菲律宾，Philippines， 这个是斯里兰卡，斯里兰卡， 这个是Madagascar，Madagascar， 这个是英国，
England，
这个是爱尔兰，Ireland， 他们常常爱吵架的，fighting
all the time，
这个Alaska， 这个是美国，Alaska
and America，
美国在历史上没有多大重要性，In
history America doesn't have much importance，
它只有这200年的历史，所以我不画进去的。
Only the last 200 years is in importance, so I'm not drawing it.
美国里最重要的哲学思想，最重要的一切的宗教，都是东方传过去的， so only copy.
And the most important philosophical thoughts have all come from the East.
只有这几十年才有美国自己生的 composer, 自己生的 good painter. Only these few years, 很多还是从外国请过来的。
Only in the last recent years have there been good composers, good creative people.
好，我们现在要思想这个人寻求道的过程。
And so as we think about how man has been seeking after the way,
把中西文化做一个分割的话，
if we separate East and West culture,
你看见中国从印度占一个很重要的地位，
China and India play a predominant role.
中国的古文化是很古老的。
Chinese culture, of course, is very, very old.
印度的文化也很古老的。
And the Indian culture, very old.
这里有一个这个 Mesopotamia, 这个米索波大米巴比伦的文化是古老的不得了。
Mesopotamia, the Babylonian culture, very old.
那这里有这个 埃及的文化也古老的不得了。
Egyptian civilization, very old.
但是这个巴比伦从埃及的文化对那个道的寻求的是不重要。
But in their pursuit in these two country, areas, their pursuit of the way is not very important. The importance of Greece in this is much more important. And the Hebrew is our culture, very important, very important, very old. And in God's revelation, and this is man seeking. If I just ignore for the moment the Greek culture, yesterday I talked about
其实人去寻求神,
that man is seeking after God, or God has revealed it to man.
我昨天提到 the necessity of revelation.
There is a necessity of revelation.
如果神没有自我启示, 人没有办法用自己的理性想到神的事情。
If God indeed has not revealed himself to man, man cannot think about God.
今天我是讲到跟大家谈到理性已经受了污染了。
And I just told you that man's reasoning has already been contaminated and polluted.
理性已经复燃有找到神，结果找到的是一个怎样的神？
And so in this polluted mind, what kind of a God does he think about?
中国人对道有寻求。
Chinese have sought after the way.
印度人对道也有寻求。
The Indians have sought after the way.
西亚人对道也有寻求。
The Greeks seek the way.
那么在中国人寻求中间有两个重要的代表。
And there are two representatives of the Chinese culture.
第一个就是孔子。
And one is Confucius.
孔子对东方从世界的影响是我们不能忽略的。
And so the Confucian influence on East and Western culture is something we can't ignore.
虽然孔子的整个哲学思想的主动性是远远低于耶稣基督的思想的。
And but the activism of the Confucian thought is much inferior to that of Christ.
一个是出于人，一个是出于神的。
Because one is based on man, one the other is based on God.
那么孔子对道有一个追求的心。
Confucius said he had a seeking after the way.
换句话，他承认他站在人的地步，要明白宇宙中间的道。
So he acknowledged that he was standing in the place of man, trying to figure out this way.
所以各物致知。就是用各样的办法对物质的了解，要得到一个真的知识。
And so he is right to understand everything of matter and trying to therefore understand.
那么对的天道的知识怎么样呢
？And so what about the way of heaven?
孔子讲过一些很重要的话语。
And Confucius had a very important saying.
他说呢，君子谋道不谋事。
And that is
a gentleman. 一个 gentleman 他是寻找道。不是寻找吃的东西就是了。
A righteous man, he will seek after the way, but not the things to eat.
如果你啊到美国来留学，不过是为了生活好一点，吃饭多一点，那你就不是君子。
You are not a righteous man if you just came to this.
Not righteous man, gentleman.
Gentleman, if you come to this place just to find better things to eat and better life.
你选 computer science, 或者你选这个 medical doctor, 或者你选这 physics, 你选的动机是什么？就证明你是生命里面是什么。
The motive for why you study computer science or physics or medicine it determines who you are.
我不是说你应当每一个人选做传道人，不是。神也不一定选你做传道人。
It's not that I'm saying everybody should be a preacher. God may not call you to be a preacher.
但有的人选做医生，因为他要服务人群。
Now, some people want to be doctors because they want to serve people.
有的人选做医生，因为他知道这个薪水比较高。
Some people seek to be a doctor because they know that the salary will be higher.
孔子说：“君子谋道不谋事。”
And Confucius says that the gentleman seeks after the way, but not after eating.
如果一个人是为了事而来寻求做他人生的基本的动机的话，这个人不是君子，是小人。小人谋事不谋道。
A small person, I don't know if that's the right term, but the small person will then look after things to eat and not the things of the way.
耶稣基督说，人活着不是单单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里的道，上帝口里所出的话。
But Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
这是孔子思想与圣经有相同的地方。
So there's some similarity here in Confucius' thought and Jesus.
孔子知道这个道是很要紧的。
Confucius knew that the way was very important.
道要紧到一个地步，人的生命含道不能脱离关系。
And the way was so important that it could not be dissociated from life.
所以他说，道义者不可须臾离也。这个道呢，不能片刻喊他分开的。
And the way cannot be separated.
We must not separate ourselves from way. 不是 way cannot be separated. Woman, we cannot separate ourselves from way even for one moment. 连一刻我们都不能与它分开的。
Not even for a moment can we be separated.
换句话说，我们的生命，我们的存在都在乎道。
Because our living, our existence depends on the way.
一离就是了。
If we separate ourselves from the way, then we die.
这个 microphone 多么好是一件事情。
No matter how good the microphone is.
但是如果把这个 plug off, 这个多么好的 microphone 就没有用了。
If you take away the plug, then no matter how good the microphone is.
这个电力来决定这个的功效。
Because the electricity determines the function of this.
我这个举例举得不好，这个没有电力的。这个电灯是如此。
And then the lights are like that.
电扇是如此。
Electric fan.
你的电器是如此。
All the electric appliances are like that.
人与道脱离关系，人的存在就没有意思了。
If we are separated from the way, then there's no meaning for existence.
保罗在《使徒行传》第十七章对 Stoicist 同对 Epicurean 那些哲学家讲了这样的话。
And Paul in Acts 17, he talks to the Stoics and to the Epicureans.
他说呢，我们的动作、我们的生命、我们的存留都在乎他。
Our way and our living, we're all and everything, we're dependent on him.
所以呢，孔子这句话与圣经的思想有相近的地方。
And so in Confucius' thought, there is some similarity here on this point.
道义者不可须臾离也。
And so we cannot be separated from the way.
第二，第不但如此。
And not only that.
孔子对这个道有一个非常渊博之道的心。
And Confucius also had a very seeking heart towards the way.
所以他说，朝闻道，夕可死也。如果有一天早上我明白这个道，那一天晚上我死都甘愿。
If one morning I realize I know the significance of the way, then I die that evening, that'd be fine.
人生最大的价值就是能够觉悟，能够了解这个道到底是什么。
The greatest value is if we can realize what the way is.
死都甘愿。
And even if we die, that would be
his will. 一生要寻求这个道理。
And in his life, he sought after this way.
这是孔子的话语。
And this is Confucius' teaching.
朝闻道，夕可死也。
And if I find it in the morning and I die that evening, I'll be satisfied.
那么请问孔子这样愿意了解道，他实在是不是已经了解了道呢？
And he really wanted to seek after this way. Did he really seek, find it?
孔子只知道活在这个世界上的道，而不知道死了以后这道是怎么样。
Confucius knew about the way in this world, but he did not know what happened after death.
所以生知道，我知道；死知道，我不知道。
The way in this life I know, but the way after death I don't know.
未知生焉知死。
The way of life I know, but not after death.
连生我还不大清楚，哪么知道怎么死的事情？
And even in this life, I don't really understand well.
你就看他们好。
I can't understand after that.
那么现在有许多的人呢，他们就把孔子的六个字拿来反对福音的挡箭牌。
And so there are people who use these six words in order to overcome the gospel.
Not overcome, but against
the gospel.
The evangelism. 现在你劝那个人说，请你来信耶稣吧。
So they try to talk to a person, let's come and be a Christian.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣把永生赐给我们。
And God has given you eternal life.
这个人怎么讲？未知生焉知死。
So he says, well, I don't understand about this life, how can I know about eternity?
他就孔子的话，以为这六个字就很好把基督徒请掉就是了。
He thinks that maybe using Confucius these six letters, he can then explain away.
这不是孔子的原意。
But this is not the original meaning of Confucius.
因为孔子实在愿意知道生死之道。
Because Confucius really wanted to know what is life and death.
But there is no way to know the way.
But there was no way to know.
No way to know way. 没有办法知道这个道。
And no way to know the way.
所以怎么办呢？
So what did he do?
他很遗憾这个事情。
And so he was very regretful.
孔子又讲什么样的话语呢？
And then what did he say?
孔子他说呢，这个子不以怪力乱神。 我没有讲过你怪力乱的神的这些事情。
I do not want to talk about things which are unusual or of the spirit.
那有些人说，你看孔子就不爱谈宗教的问题了。
And some people say, well, Confucius doesn't want to talk about religion.
你的怪的力的乱的神的他都不讲了。
And all these unusual laws and all these other spirits he doesn't want to talk about.
孔子又说呢，这个敬鬼神而远之。
He says, just fear and honor these spirits, but stay far away from them.
这岂不是呢？这个表示孔子不兴趣宗教的问题。
Is it then a description of how he is not interested in religion?
我要很严肃地指出来，孔子这里讲的怪力乱神的神，同那敬鬼神而言之，那么神不是指上帝。
But we must realize that what he was talking about here was spirits, not God.
那是提到了阴魂的事情。
We're talking about the spirits,
不是指上帝。
Not God.
在孔子的观念里面，论到上帝，他不用这个字，用另外一个字。
But when Confucius talked about God, he used another word, and not the word spirit.
所以他说，或罪于天无所导也。 If you sin against heaven, there's no way to pray or make intercession for you. 就或罪于天无所导也。 所以孔子所论的那个神，论的那个上帝，乃是天，而不是指这个鬼神这个神。
And so his God was his description of God was heaven.
孔子说的求之道久也，我祷告很久了，所以孔子自己有他的这个宗教的生活。
And so he said that he was praying for a long time, and therefore he did have a religious life.
他又说，子所否则，天厌之。天厌之。我如果做不对的，上帝不喜欢的。
Am I what I do? I do not do rightly. God is displeased.
那么有关天这个字呢？
And in this word, heaven or God?
中国人冥冥之中知道这个天不是单单天上空空那个天。
In the thoughts of the ancients, they realized that not the heavens is not just something like a heaven.
在中国人冥冥的观念中，就有一位能管制一切的那一位。所以我们常说老天爷。
And so there's a thought of recognizing that there is someone there, like for example the heavenly father.
There's all father up heaven there. 那这个老天爷就表示有个主宰，宋朝的一个臣子就讲这样的话。In
the Song Dynasty, there was a prince who said,
他一个臣子，这个臣夫主，这个一个 master, chen, 他说呢，这个按其形体而业，谓之天。 If we think through the 这个形体
physical characteristic,
那这个叫做天。
This is the heaven.
按其主宰而言，叫做地。
And if we talk about the sovereignty, then it is God.
所以非有二也，不是两个。
There's not two things.